Welcome back. You're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we're blessed to have joining us for this segment of our broadcast, Representative James Gilliatt, Democrat member of the North Carolina House of Representatives, representing District 25. He is a native of Philadelphia, and after graduating from the nationally acclaimed Central High School for Boys, he matriculated to Morehouse College. And for many years in corporate America, he accepted a call to full-time ministry and has spent the last 15 years of his life dedicated to human, economic, and community development. Since 2005, he has pastored World Tabernacle Church in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. World Tabernacle has grown from a church plant of 14 people to a mega church serving thousands of families from 10 North Carolina counties and 6 Virginia counties. In 2013, World Tabernacle was named amongst the 100 fastest growing churches in America. Hey, Doc, God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast.
Man, thank you so much for having me. Hello to your listenership. And again, man, thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, first things first, you and I connected on Twitter. I saw where you stepped up a few weeks ago and answered a call to help out Bennett College there in Greensboro. For those that don't know, Bennett College is one of two African-American colleges in the country, HBCUs. It's predominantly a female, and they are in a sort of a bind right now, and we're trying to raise $5 million to make sure that they hold on to their accreditation. As a matter of fact, truth be told, my daughter is in her freshman year, Doc, at Bennett College, and she's done a great job, 4.0 and all of that. So, you know, as they say, we got skin in the game. We're there. Our baby girl is there. And we saw that you made a plea to the people of God there where you pastored to help join in and do what you could to be a blessing to Bennett.
Yeah, you know, we have a member that we have several members at Bennett, but one who just graduated, and but we have been hearing about the bind that they were in financially, and we've always been a very active church in terms of social engagement, in terms of missions, in terms of outreach locally, statewide, internationally. And it dropped in my spirit, and it was watch night. And you know, for African American churches, watch night service is, I know for us, watch night service is the biggest. It's bigger than Easter for us.
It is. Absolutely.
It's massive.
Wow.
You know? And so we do two watch night services, one at 8 p.m., one at 10 p.m.
Right.
And for those that don't know, that's December 31st, New Year's Eve service.
Right.
And so I just decided, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna lift the offering tonight, and this is literally on the spur of the moment.
I see.
No planning or anything.
Just dropped in my spirit. Praise God. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said to the church as I was lifting the offering, I said, guys, this is what we're going to do tonight.
Mm-hmm.
For every dollar y'all give, the church is going to match it with a dollar.
Wow.
And all the money is going to go to Bennett College.
Wow.
And I'll announce to y'all on Sunday morning
how much money we
sent to Bennett College.
Wow.
And so we
took
the
offer. How much
did
y'all raise, Doc? Mm-hmm.
And so we wound up sending Bennett a check for $21,900.
Oh, my God. Praise God. That's so awesome, Doc. Yes.
No, and so, you know, and it was just, it was effortless, to be honest. And the people were, I mean, they were standing up on Sunday applauding. And I, man, from a spiritual perspective, I have to tell you, as a pastor, when your people start clapping because they gave money to somebody else, you know, that shows you the heart of the people that I pastor and the heart of the community. And what I said to them, this is no competition.
Right.
You know, other churches are doing great work.
Sure.
But
what
was significant for me is that we are a rural Eastern North Carolina church. I mean, we are in a small community.
Right.
I mean, we've been fortunate. We are a mega church, but we are a mega church in what was deemed, you know, Forbes magazine deemed Rocky Mount 10 years ago one of the 10 most impoverished small cities in America.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Can any good thing come out of Rocky Mount? You know what I'm saying? Good God.
Hey, man.
Yes, Lord.
You know, so we were excited to be able to do it. We're standing with Bennett. We're encouraging other pastors to stand with Bennett, other churches to do it. And our support there is, you know, it's not going to end with that. I mean, we do a scholarship program every year, which is about $25,000 to our members, our students that go off to college. And you know, we do some other, you know, program work as it relates to HBCUs. I'm a product of HBCUs.
Morehouse.
So obviously, I have a soft part. Morehouse, man. I have a soft heart for, you know, HBCUs, and I recognize the value, and I just hope that the people that are listening, I would, you know, if I could, put the plug in, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Bennett, yes. Oh, yes.
And just tell, you know, we have to recognize, particularly as an African-American community, the tremendous value of HBCUs. I mean, the overwhelming majority of African-American judges and teachers, professionals have had some level of involvement in HBCU. I mean, the numbers are staggering.
That's right. That's right.
Were it not for HBCUs, we would not have the high number of African-American professionals that we have, and we must keep supporting those schools. And that's no diss on predominantly white institutions.
Right.
But we have to do it. And so we were excited to do it, man, and I'm excited about – I think Bennett is going to, you know, dig their way out, and I think they're going to continue to offer amazing opportunities for African-American women.
If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And we're blessed to have joining for us for this segment, Dr. James Gilliatt. He's a Democratic member of the North Carolina House of Representatives, representing the District 25, and he was elected back here in November. He also serves as pastor of Word Tabernacle Church in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and he is a Morehouse grad. Again, welcome to the show, sir.
Man, thank you. It is an honor to be here. Thank you for reaching out. I mean, it just shows you how in tune you are to paying attention to what's going on nationally. I know it's got to be difficult keeping your finger on the pulse, and I appreciate you, you know, putting Rocky Mount and Word Tabernacle Church in the mix of everything else you're doing. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Speaking of keeping the finger on the pulse, I mean, you get your finger on the pulse. You have so after many years of serving in corporate America, you have a full call, a call to full-time ministry, and you've spent the last 15 years or so of your life dedicated to human, economic, and community development, and you planted World Tabernacle Church back in 05, started with 14 folk. Now it's a mega church. You're serving thousands of families from 10 North Carolina counties and 6 Virginia counties, and not only you serve as the pastor, you were recently elected, and congrats on that. Major kudos to you. You are the Democratic member of the North Carolina House of Representatives, District 25. Let's talk about that, Doc, and what that journey has been like, and what's coming up on the upcoming legislative session.
You know, I ran in 16 unsuccessfully, ran again in 18, and was fortunate enough to be elected. I'm excited to be serving. Education's, you know, way, way up on the list for us. We our schools are still underfunded here. We're ranked about a D plus in school funding in North Carolina, about a C plus on student achievement, about a C plus in student success. And what's strange for me about that is I'm gonna brag for a moment on the university system here in North Carolina.
I think we have the
finest university system. You know a little bit about
The UNC system, man. Oh, my God. I had to see Spelman to go. But, man, yes, go right ahead, Doug. You're absolutely right. Yeah. UNC, man, wow.
So we have one of the finest university systems, public university systems in America,
country,
if not
the
finest.
Yes.
And our K-12 schools are not keeping pace with that level of success. And we've got to close some gaps with that. So that's way, way up.
Mm-hmm.
Medicaid expansion is very controversial, but it's something we absolutely have to do here in North Carolina.
Yes.
And so that's going to be way high on our legislative agenda. And then redistricting.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have another census in 2020.
Right.
We are one of the most gerrymandered states in America, and we've got to make sure that we've got a nonpartisan, constitutionally sound, non-discriminatory mechanism to draw lines so that we're not gerrymandered. I mean, we're talking about HBCUs, and we're on the HBCU network.
Right.
I mean, there's a line down the middle of North Carolina.
North Carolina. It literally split. Yeah, exactly. Literally.
Districts.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? You might be able to hear it morning or in the afternoon. There's two different districts on the same campus.
That's exactly right. You get up out of your dorm in one district, and you go to class in another district. Congressional district.
Oh,
it is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, man.
And so we have to make sure that we address that issue. And so and then because I'm in a rural community, we have some infrastructure issues. And so we need to make sure we've got broadband. We've got to make sure that we've got good workforce development so that we can attract some more companies here. And so we've got some of those challenges in front of us, transportation. But I feel confident about where we're headed. We have an amazing freshman legislative class. I'm excited to be a part and be working with a really talented group of people. And we're still in the minority.
Mm-hmm.
In the House, there's 120 of us, and it's 65 Republicans and 55 Democrats. But we do have a Democratic governor who's mm-hmm. doing outstanding
doing
work,
great job.
Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Cooper. Mm-hmm.
And we now have given him the ability to have veto power, whereas before
right.
there was a supermajority, and his vetoes could be overridden whenever the House and the Senate wanted to. They can no longer do that. And so mm-hmm.
that's
we're
good
forced
you guys
to
got
work
that
together.
Done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They made some moves that
so
he was elected to try to tie his hands up before he even got in office. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And we're
mm-hmm.
seeing that in other states around America.
Right, exactly.
And you know, it's really important that people that are listening exercise their right to vote, that they become informed about political issues, and that we become better students of the political process. Because, you know, when people say, well, I just don't get involved in politics, that's just I want to be a little bit sensitive when
sure,
I say this,
sure.
but that's just a lie.
It is.
If you're carrying a Social Security card, if,
right.
you, if you're getting taxed on your utility bill, if you stop at the red light, if the sign says 55 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
all of that stuff means
right.
you are involved in politics.
I love it. I love
so,
it. That's right. I love
so
it.
To say you're not involved is just not. That's inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
You are involved, and because you're involved, you need to become an informed consumer of the process and be a part of the solutions and not just sit this stuff out. And so really engaging our community in this is a big part of what I'm doing, is really trying to educate people about the value and the significance and why we need to be involved. I mean, I have members from 10 North Carolina counties,
wow.
which is significant.
Mm-hmm.
We only have 100. Can we have 100 counties in North Carolina?
Right.
And I have members that come from 10 of those counties. When we started this church 14 years ago, we never expected that we would become a regional church, man. We were a small
wow.
little community church. Everybody walked to church.
Wow.
And then
oh
over
God.
Time, man, I don't even know how God did it because
right.
we didn't advertise. We've never been on television. We've never
oh
been on
God.
Radio. We've never had a billboard.
Look
we've never
that.
Done any advertising.
What?
It's just been literally an organic move of God.
Wow.
And now we see people from all these. I mean, we have people that drive 50 miles one way.
Coming away from, yes, that's
church.
Crazy. All coming out of Virginia and everything else, Doc. And that's just, you know, mighty, incredibly way. Quite frankly, you and I were talking. You don't see many folks look like you and I who actually are church planters, okay? So, and then to step out, man, to do what you're doing in the realm, you know, the political realm, what have you. You won 51.4% of the vote, Doc. That's no small, gosh, man, you know, incredible. That's an incredible achievement of your own. And so, man, that is just so awesome. We're excited to have you. And for those of you who are just joining us, you are tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you joining the broadcast today. And we are blessed to have joining us for this segment our good friend, James Gilliatt. He is the senior pastor of the Royal Tabernacle Church in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And he was recently elected as the Democratic member of the North Carolina House of Representatives, representing District Number 25. He is a Morehouse grad and is also served as on the Board of Visitors with Shaw University. He and I connected back a few weeks ago on social media. I saw his involvement raising an offering to be a blessing to Bennett College. Again, welcome to the show, my friend.
Man, again, thank you very, very much for having me and for your great work. I mean, this is an essential mode of communication. We must have radio shows,
mm-hmm.
television programming.
Oh, yes.
Social media outlets
mm-hmm.
that are targeting very specifically and profiling
mm-hmm.
the issues that are germane to our community. So
wow.
thank you for even having this kind of platform.
Wow. Thank you so much. I'm excited about that. And in addition to the responsibilities as a pastor, you serve as president of the Impact Center, a place where programs and partnerships and paradigms are provided that enable people to progress. I love how you put that there. Take a moment just to elaborate on the things that you're doing there with the Impact Center.
Absolutely. And so for us, church is much more than just you know, Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So we actually operate in a former Home Depot. So the Impact Center is a 125,000 square foot facility. We sit on 16 acres, 1,000 paved parks.
Wow.
And we're right off of Highway 64.
Right.
Wow.
I got to come that way, Doc. Look, don't be surprised. You look up on Sunday morning, I'm going to slap on my butt down. I'm going to pay the bills. I got to come.
Man, please do. We have served at 8 and 10.
Me and the wife and kids will be at the house, Doc.
Everything we do is live webcast.
Yes.
So inside the Impact Center, and this is a $13 million project that we've undertaken.
Wow.
And that's significant. I mean, you're a church planner. You know that typically – churches can do this that are 40, 50, 60 years old.
Yes,
we're about to be 14 years old.
Oh,
we're
my
not
God.
Even 14
I totally
years old
get yet. It, Doc. Look, this is the goosebump moment for me, man. I'm relating. I'm getting going like, oh, my God, this is just good stuff, man. Incredible.
So, you know, for us, as you know, people come to church and they have a myriad, a multiplicity of issues. I mean, and we're excited that they're meeting Jesus, and we're unapologetic about our proclamation of the gospel. However, for us, the gospel is not just proclamation, it is demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is meeting people's needs. And so within, we have 9 independent yet collaborative centers that operate in the context of the Impact Center.
Hmm.
And so, for example, I'll hit them off real quick. We have a center for capacity building where we're developing other churches, developing the capacity of not-for-profits. We have a center for media and broadcasts where we're doing podcasting, and we're doing the creation and recording and editing of vocal tracks and of you know, things like that, helping not-for-profits get their message out.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Center for Performing Arts and Worship. That's, you know, the sanctuary. That's, and we're in the midst now of finishing our final sanctuary. We currently are in a 1,000-seat room, but we're building out a 2,200-seat rider-ready room. It's going to be the only rider-ready room in Eastern North Carolina. What I mean by rider-ready is when you bring in a gospel artist, an entertainer, an R&B artist, whatever, they give you a technical rider.
Oh, yeah.
And we will be able to meet the demand of that technical rider without bringing in a media company. We will house it internally.
You can house it internally. That's great, man. Wow.
Yeah. And so that'll be a part of that. We have a Center for Childhood Literacy and Development where we're addressing what's called the 30,000-word gap. I mean, for people that don't know that language, when African-American kids enter first grade, the research suggests that they have heard 30 million, I said 30,000, 30 million less words than their counterparts.
Whoa.
And so that's the conversation we're having right now. All of these are words.
Wow.
And so what that means is that our kids are just not being spoken to from birth through first grade. And so when at birth through first grade, there's a 30 million word gap. And it's putting them significantly behind. So we have a Childhood Literacy and Development Center. We've got a Center for College and Career Readiness, where we're really getting people workforce ready, career ready, college ready. Not everybody is able to go to a four-year college like we did.
Right.
You know, but hey, my plumber makes $65 an hour.
What are you talking about?
And so, you know, my electrician bills, you know, $900 a day.
That's right.
And so, so we have to find good careers for people and college readiness. So we do that. We have a Center for Faith, Family, and Personal Development that's addressing single parenting. That's addressing some of the issues that we have around teen births and things like that. We have a Center for Leadership Development and Entrepreneurship. We're working on helping people develop small businesses, particularly people that have been incarcerated, because a lot of times the work environment is not friendly toward them, and sometimes their best avenue for advancement is entrepreneurship.
That's right.
So how we create a pipeline from incarceration to entrepreneurship. We have a Center for Health and Wellness where we're addressing health disparities, and then a Center for Culinary Arts and Hospitality. And so those are the 9 centers that are housed within the context of the Impact Center. And so that, you know, that, so in addition to Sunday morning worship, we're literally, you know, investing ourselves in the life of the community. And this building, I mean, we have 50,000 square feet just of education space. And so as an example, we make this space available to every not-for-profit, every 501c3, every church, any not-for-profit that has a 501c3, if they call us and say, we need a classroom to do X training or for X purpose. We don't rent it to them. We don't lease it to them. We give it away
Good
to them.
Good God Almighty, Doug.
And so
that's what I'm talking
this,
about.
You know, is our way of really embracing the community. We have an expression, which is not everybody in the church is going to belong. Not everybody in the community is going to belong to our church, but our church belongs to everybody.
There you go. In the community, I love it. That's what I'm talking about, man. Listen, what you're doing is certainly should be replicated as a model example all across the nation. And part of what we're doing today, we hope that as folks listening to this and what have you, and you agree to come back on more frequently to share with us, man, the word gets out and folks hear it. And that's what it's really all about, you know, because you are really, truly, quote, no pun intended, making an incredible impact with what you're doing there. And we need to get that out across the entire nation. Man, listen, it's been a great hanging out with you and sharing with you. Again, we've been blessed today to have on the show for this special segment, James Gilliatt, Democrat member of North Carolina House of Representatives, number 25. He is the senior pastor of Word Tabernacle Church and also serves as president of the Impact Center. How can folk find out more? They're tuning in right now about the great things that you guys are doing there at Word Tab.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, social media, they Google, you know, James Gilliatt, and my last name is spelled G-A-I-L-L-I-A-R-D. Or they Google Word Tabernacle, and tons of stuff will pop up. I'd love for people to follow me on social media at J.D. Gailiard, at J.D. G-A-I-L-L-I-A-R-D, and then wordtab.net, which is short, obviously, for Word Tabernacle, wordtab.net. Every service we do, which is 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. on Sundays, 12 noon on Mondays, and 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, all of those services are live on Facebook, live on YouTube, or live on our wordtab.net site. So love for people to, you know, reach out. I'm a church planner. I love to train churches and pastors and do leadership development. I do it with Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. And I'm happy to, you know, partner with people, man, share my story, share our journey, and anything that we can do to push forward the agenda of the local church. We want to be a part of that. So by all means, man, lean on me for any kind of questions or support.
Absolutely. Pastor James D. Gilliatt, a good friend at Word Tab and currently serving also. And a major kudos on that. Congrats to you on winning that seat, the 25 in the House of Representatives. Great job. And thanks a lot. And hopefully folks will be tuned in soon and catch you on HBCU iRadio. And you'll be coming to the show frequently to share with us and help us as we endeavor to do God's will. Thanks a lot, Doc, during the broadcast. And we really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me, man. You have an outstanding day. Thanks again.